Geofencing is where, and this is something that kind of like all sorts of tech companies can do, where you basically just tell your computer software to look for the pings of people's cell phones that are within a certain area on the map. And then this software looks like accesses the public cell phone data that, you know, most of us don't know even exists. And then they just find every cell phone pinging within that region, and then they lock onto their IP addresses and they start to track those phones, and then they can actually target you with ads. They can track your movement. This was dug up by kind of a cohort of mostly women on X that are digging really well. And Gen X Girl wrote a really great report. I think her handle is literally at Gen X Girl. So it's not my original reporting, but I picked it up to because I have a much bigger platform than them. So hopefully to amplify their voices.
Okay, so let me just play this and you can explain it when we come back.
Targeted geofencing. Right there. Description. Largest geofencing and targeted Christian digital campaign ever. Geofence the actual boundaries of every major church in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado, and all Christian
colleges.
Actually,
Jimmy, why don't you pause it for just a second?
Just so that people have a little bit of context as they're listening to this, what I'm reading is from a FARA registration filing. So that's a foreign agent's registration, right? As in, this is what we all say that AIPAC should be registered to have to file like this every time they lobby the U.S. government and our senators and everything. This is a FARA filing. And because what FARA does is it forces people to disclose where the money's coming from, where it's going to, what's happening. And this filing was found just recently. It's a brand new filing from 9/27/2025 about this targeted campaign against Christians by an Israeli organization trying to spread Israeli propaganda in America. And these are all just openly in the filing for everyone to read.
That they're spending millions of dollars to do what they call geofencing.
Yeah.
And geofencing, well, let me play the rest of this.
During worship times, track attendees and continue to target with ads. So what that means is that Israel, the state of Israel, on this FARA registration is disclosing that a foreign state is paying for an influence campaign that will actively locate your cell phone if you go to church in any of California, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado. They will target and track your phone at church. And then when you leave church, they will continue to track you and send you customized Israel ads using Israeli money back that campaign. That's why we have FARA, is so that they have to disclose shit like this.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so there.
And also, to be clear, that is just the tip of the iceberg of what is in that FARA filing.
Oh, really?
That is only one small piece of a whole bunch of very, like, kind of shocking things that are just written right there. A lot of us kind of know that's happening, but it's different to read it objectively, registered as, like, the state of Israel is paying for this.
So what they're doing is when Christians go to church in America, every church in California and those other states you mentioned?
I don't know if it's literally every church, but they have a whole list of all the churches, like name of every single one, and it is many, many pages long. And it is certainly the majority, and they're specifically targeting evangelicals. And it is, California, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, I believe,
And what is geofencing?
Geofencing is where, and this is something that kind of like all sorts of tech companies can do, where you basically just tell your computer software to look for the pings of people's cell phones that are within a certain area on the map. And then this software looks like accesses the public cell phone data that, most of us don't know even exists. And then they just find every cell phone pinging within that region, and then they lock onto their IP addresses and they start to track those phones, and then they can actually target you with ads. They can track your movement. There's actually a surprising amount that people can just spy on you if they just know which phone is yours and just target and track it.
And Israel's doing that to Christians.
Yes, and it is actually on the FARA filing. I forget the name. It's like the Israeli... it's not the Israeli Defense Ministry, but it's an Israeli government agency, is the like the petitioner, so to speak, the registrant, and it's being funneled through kind of a middleman company that is actually enacting the whole thing. And then they're also paying for a October 7th exhibit that they're going to drive around in these trucks to different churches, Christian churches, where Christians can go into the truck and put on a VR headset and relive October 7th from the perspective of the Israelis, just minus the hellfire missiles coming down on you from the Israeli helicopters. But it's just like there's a whole bunch in there. It's super wild. So it's kind of unbelievable.
I mean, and what do you think? How do you think the Christians going to these churches would react if they knew they were being geofenced by Israel?
You know what's really sad, Jimmy, is I suspect a lot of them would be like, what's wrong with that? What's the problem with that? Israel is my greatest friend. I love Israel. Because, like, unfortunately, American Christians are super propagandized already. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, a lot of them are awake and a lot of them know what's going on. And a lot of them are at least, you know, awake enough to realize that that's super messed up and very startling. And I've gotten a bunch of private messages, a bunch of comments of people saying like, oh my God, my church is on that list. This is crazy. And I think that, and that's why I tried to bring more attention to it, because Gen X Girl is an amazing researcher, but her account isn't super big and it's only on X. And so I wanted to spread this as far and wide as I can, because I think that most people just do not know how seriously Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government take the propaganda war. It is their highest priority. It's a higher priority for them, I think, than their actual kinetic war, is winning the hearts and minds of Americans.
So because they know they've lost them, and so this is their full out, 100%. They're buying TikTok. They're buying 1/6 of the media, including CBS and Comedy Central and CNN. The Zionists have bought them. So it's getting harder and harder to make it stick, to call it an anti-Semitic trope when people say the Jews run the media. They're really making it hard for that anti-Semitism accusation to stick, because now they explicitly, Zionists own TikTok, 1/6 of all of U.S. media, including CNN, CBS News, Comedy Central, and many other, Warner Brothers, everything to do with Warner. It's unbelievable how much that they own. It's getting really hard. And so that's all they have left is the propaganda and the narrative. Because if they've lost control of the narrative, they've lost. And so they have lost control of it. And so this is their last dish effort to propagandize Americans back into being pro-Israel.
I worry, Jimmy, that we're going to see a lot of really overt censoring of speech and of channels. I worry that we're going to see people getting banned. I worry that they, just like you say, it's their last ditch effort because they have no other option at this point. And I worry that they're going to just blitz our freedom of speech in America to try to shut it all down, which will backfire. That will not work. And if they think that buying TikTok and stopping the kids from actually talking about things is going to work, they clearly don't know Gen Z. But
do you worry about,
that doesn't mean they won't try.
Do you worry about Elon Musk and X? Because
big time.
Elon Musk famously told the head of Disney to go F himself when he wanted to get Elon Musk to censor more. And he said, go F yourself. But then he immediately bent the knee and went and banged the wall over in Israel. And he's not that kind of a guy. He doesn't give in to pressure like that. But he did give in to the Israeli pressure and the accusations of anti-Semitism. And so do you think he'll sell it to a Zionist? Do you think
I was thinking about it now more as you're asking it. I don't think he will. I actually don't think so. I think that Elon Musk has lots of flaws and lots of sketchy stuff in his past. And I'm sure lots of people think that he's like literally the Antichrist. But honestly, like his purchase of Twitter and him holding the line on X relatively well all this time has changed the course of human history. It has been the most important aspect of free speech for the last 2 years here. And I feel like that response that he gave, like fuck the donors, like for trying to come after him, I feel like he might have that same response again, because he has seen the pressure that the donor class can put on you from the inside. That's why he went on that Auschwitz tour and kissed the wall and all that stuff. And I'm sure that he resented it. But at the time, he must have had no choice. At the time, it was either you're going to kill my baby in this company, or I, you know, swallow my pride and go do this. But now, having seen what just happened to Charlie, I can only imagine that Elon privately has more insight than most of us on how the donors really are behind the scenes. And we've got reporting that Trump is kind of scared of Israel. And within Trump's cabinet, there was, according to the Gray Zone, there was conversations about maybe Israel might have been involved and they were looking into it. And so I think that Israel is just burning enough bridges and being so overt in their control mechanisms and censorship campaigns that I hope and sort of suspect that that would be a bridge too far, and Elon would probably push back, and that might actually be the catalyst that starts a bigger pushback, because we know that Elon can access Trump. We know that Elon can access all kinds of power players. That might be the kind of thing that actually forms the coalition that finally stands up for America. But who knows? Maybe I'm being naive and optimistic.
Well, I know. I was an optimist, and it's got a lot of that's been kicked out of me in the last 9 months. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
It doesn't look good, but anyway, Ian, I really appreciate you being so generous with our time. Everybody should jump over and check out Ian's stream coming up very soon on YouTube. Thanks again, buddy. I appreciate it. You're doing great work. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, right back at you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on. Great conversation, and I look forward to the next one.
Okay. October 19th, we'll be in Irvine, California. We'll be in Australia. Then we'll be in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving, and then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.